Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There have been two witnesses today, both with firsthand knowledge of different angles of this probe.
WCBS's Peter Haskell has been monitoring the hearings today. Peter, tell us first about Foreign Service Officer David Holmes.
Through these proceedings, the Republicans have complained that too many of the Democratic witnesses are going on secondhand or thirdhand knowledge. David Holmes found himself right in the middle of it. He was stationed to Ukraine. He described a lunch he had with Gordon Sondland, the EU ambassador. Sounded very nice. It was social, a terrace outside, a Kiev restaurant. They ordered appetizers that they shared. And he noted that Sondland had bragged about his closeness to the president. Daniel Goldman is the Democratic counsel who questioned Holmes.
Now, you said that at some point Ambassador Sondland pulled out his cell phone and called President Trump. This was an unsecure cell phone, is that right?
Yes, sir.
In the middle of a restaurant in Kyiv?
Yes.
Now, you said that you were able to hear President Trump's voice through the receiver. How were you able to hear if it was not on speakerphone?
It was several things. It was quite loud when the president came on, quite distinctive. I believe Ambassador Sondland also said yesterday he often speaks very loudly over the phone, and I certainly experienced that. When the president came on, he sort of winced and held the phone away from his ear like this. And he did that for the first couple exchanges. I don't know if he then turned the volume down, if he got used to it, if the president moderated his volume, I don't know. But that's how I was able to hear it.
And so you were able to hear some of what President Trump said to President Zelensky, is that right?
The first portion of the conversation, yes.
And what did you hear President Trump say to, not President Zelensky, to Ambassador Sondland?
What I hear
the president say to Ambassador Sondland.
Yeah, he clarified whether he was in Ukraine or not, and he said, yes, I'm here in Ukraine. And then Ambassador Sondland said he loves your ass, we'll do anything you want. He said he's going to do the investigation.
So you heard President Trump ask Ambassador Sondland, is he going to do the investigation?
Yes, sir.
What was Ambassador Sondland's response?
He said, oh, yeah, he's going to do it. He'll do anything you ask.
We should note that President Trump tweeted today about this. He said, I've been with people with cell phones. If it's not on the speaker, you can't hear it.
Once again, Peter, it seems like Rudy Giuliani finds himself at the center of the storm.
Giuliani's been described as someone who has worked a back channel or an irregular channel. So you've got these government officials working the front side. Giuliani's working the back side. And this really was a sore point for these professional diplomats.
Over the following months, it became apparent that Mr. Giuliani was having a direct influence on the foreign policy agenda that the Three Amigos were executing on the ground in Ukraine. In fact, at one point during a preliminary meeting of the inaugural delegation, someone wondered aloud why Mr. Giuliani was so active in the media with respect to Ukraine. My recollection is that Ambassador Sondland stated, quote, damn it, Rudy. Every time Rudy gets involved, he goes and Fs everything up.
So Giuliani was not a favorite among these professional diplomats, and he seemed to have the ear of the president. And the way some of these witnesses describe it, he was feeding Mr. Trump conspiracy theories.
So the other witness was National Security Council Advisor Fiona Hill today. What did she add to this conversation, Peter?
She built upon what Gordon Sondland was talking about when he testified, and he put Sondland at the center of a critical meeting. This was Sondland, some of the other Americans, and they were with Ukrainian officials when Hill talks about a point that is central to the Democrats' argument.
As Ambassador Bolton was trying to move that part of the discussion away, I think he was going to try to deflect it onto another wrap-up topic, Ambassador Sondland leaned in basically to say, Well, we have an agreement that there will be a meeting if specific investigations are put underway. And that's when I saw Ambassador Bolton stiffen. I was sitting behind him in the chair, and I saw him sit back slightly like this. He'd been more moving forward like I am to the table. And for me, that was an unmistakable body language, and it caught my attention. And then he looked up to the clock and, you know, at his watch or towards his wrist in any case. Again, I was sitting behind him and basically said, well, you know, it's been really great to see you. I'm afraid I've got another meeting.
Through this whole thing, the Republicans are claiming that this is blatant politics. Some of the president's behavior might be inappropriate. It is not worthy of impeachment. Too much hearsay is involved. And we should also note there have been more than a few mentions of the Steele dossier, which many say has been discredited. There's certainly no proof of it. But how it relates to this is unclear.
Peter Haskell with a recap of what's gone on Capitol Hill so far today. Hill and Holmes still testifying. We'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.